This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Happy birthday to me. What am I supposed to do? This is a party. This is a COVID-style party. Happy birthday to me. Okay, super big day. Super, super, super big day. Got a lot to talk about on the show. There's a new ADHD form of treatment, which involves a video game. So even those of us without ADHD, I think are going to want to, like, treat ourselves with that one. I love video games. We need to talk about how a bunch of passengers were on a flight. I think it went to LAX. Somebody ended up having COVID and nobody ended up telling anybody. All right, that was kind of a mess. And then, of course, some of the latest on police reform and coronavirus spikes. Unfortunately, we are seeing spikes. So, which is kind of why this is everybody that came to my birthday party. Just me. But even though we got a busy day, we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I'm not depressed about having another birthday. This birthday is a little tricky for me because it's rounding out kind of the rest of my 40s. And the 40s flew by. And everybody says, don't let life fly by. Well, it did. I don't even remember my 20s. My 30s were a blur. My 30s were, you know, again, working, young kids, whatever. My 40s were kids getting a little older, teenagers, you know, mammograms. I don't know. I think I had mammograms in my 30s. That's kind of the problem when, you know, you keep stepping on the boobs. You know, they're like, something's wrong with it. They're like, let's just mammogram it. So being in my 40s, okay, I'm just this close to having a midlife crisis. We've talked about midlife crises, right? We've talked about midlife reboots. But the reason why I almost lost it today is I was taking a shower, and I get out of the shower, and in the bathroom, you know, there's mirrors. And there's mirrors, like, all over the place. I don't understand that. Whoever designed a bathroom obviously wasn't a woman. Because I get out of the shower and, you know, I look at myself naked and, you know, the cats are always there and, you know, one of my cats throws up. And it's funny because my cat always throws up. Yeah, and, you know, he's always spitting up. And I used to think it was, you know, a hairball or something. No, I really think he's throwing up because I'm getting out of the shower. So I'm naked and I'm, you know, looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, really? Really? This is my body? And the funny thing is when I had a fantastic body, you know, like in my 20s and stuff, I never thought I did. I've never thought, ever thought I was attractive at all. I was always, you know, like if somebody said, do you know Dahlia? Nobody would ever say, oh, she's the one that's, you know, attractive or she's the one that's hot. No, they'd say, oh, yeah, she's the one that's, you know, kind of funny, you know, and or she's always smiling or laughing or, you know, maybe she's smart and, you know, she lets me copy off of her in class. I was never, you know, the good looking one. And so I never thought when I probably was at the hottest I've ever been, never thought I was good looking. So I never took a picture. I never took a picture. Oh my God, I would never let anybody take a picture of me naked or anything like that. So the years went by and then I had, you know, a couple babies and things like that. And, you know, and then I'm just getting older and older and older. So I step out of the shower today and I look at myself and I go, yeah, it was hard. It was really hard. And I go, what if this is the best I'm ever going to look? Not going back to my 20s, but from here on out, I'm not going to be 20 again. I'm never going to be 20 again. I'm never going to be 30 again. What if this right now is the best I'm ever going to look? And I brought up how how I would be identified, because you start to do that. When you start to get older, you start to kind of think about, well, how are people going to remember me? If, God forbid, I die and I'm at the funeral and all that, you know, what are people going to say? Well, I know my rabbi is going to say that, you know, I didn't know my Bible. I offered the rabbi the other day, they were outside, you know, kind of in the sun working, and I'm like, you know, do you guys want me to get you some BLTs? And he looked at me like, we don't eat BLTs. I'm like, I know, it's trying to be funny. So I don't know what my rabbi would say about me, but, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, what do I want to be known for? Do I want to be known for an author? Do I want to be known for a radio host? Do I want to be known for a, you know, doctor? Memories fade. People start to lose that, but a picture is worth a thousand words. And so I think I would just like to, at one time in my life, have people say, you know what, she was attractive, you know? But how do you do that? Oh, it's called Photoshop, right? It's called getting a great photographer. So even though I'm no, I mean, I was really prude and I was religious and I didn't want anyone to see me naked when I was younger. Now I'm at the age where I'm like, you know what? I would like something of me that goes, you know, into posterity. Is that what it's called? Posterity? Like into history or whatever, where I look attractive. Now, the reason why I think I'm thinking about this, not because of what I saw in the mirror today. If I made any of you guys do that, that would be like, you know, the worst, that would be the worst cathartic it might even be a good laxative too. I mean, you poop when you see me. It's not very attractive at all. But I have been asked during periodic times in my career to, like, you know, for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, do like a provocative sort of nothing, you know, sultry, nothing, you know, skanky or anything like that, but something very provocative for breast cancer, you know, kind of where you're covering up, or same thing with, you know, gynecological cancer. There's a way to do these pictures. And so I don't know. So I'm kind of considering maybe doing that. Of course, there's going to be a hell of a lot of cropping. Yeah, that too. Hell of a lot of photoshopping. I think Corey's okay with it because, I mean, it, you know, once you see your wife naked so many times, your cornea, you know, starts to fry. So I don't even think he sees it anymore. So I think he's going to be okay with it. But I just think, you know, rather than having a midlife crisis, or rather than being upset that I'm not going to be in my 40s much longer and that I'm getting older and, you know, I want to be remembered for certain things. And yeah, being smart is cool. But, you know, I don't know. I want people to say I was attractive at some point in my life. So maybe me being at my worst. You know how I told you sometimes you have to cut to heal, or like with homeopathy, you treat with illness or like vaccines to get better. I think one way that I'm going to feel better about myself, feel better, feel attractive, is if I take myself at my most unattractive, and by the way, this is the most unattractive I've ever been in my life, and call it my starting point. Say, now, this is me at my most attractive. And we'll see what happens. Don't worry, I'll warn you guys so you guys don't have to look at it, okay? And we'll upload it to the internet, like in the middle of the night so nobody sees it. 1-877, I'm just kidding. I want to make you guys look at this. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Oh, and big thanks to my mommy for giving birth to me a few years back. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, my buddy Richard's on the line. Richard, how are you today?
I'm hanging in there. Thanks for asking, Dahlia. I'm going through a lot of frustration with this PUA, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, and the state of Nevada, along with the third party that's handling it, Alorica. And the governor and the head of unemployment, nothing but excuses. And a lot of people are waiting for payments, and a lot of people that are getting payments, when they speak to agents to have problems resolved, they just make things worse, and it's just a nightmare.
So Richard, okay, so what line of work are you in? Tell my listeners.
I'm a gig worker. I'm a musician, and I do a few other things.
Very cool.
We fall into the category 1099, self-employed, gig worker, and we are supposed to be taken care of, and we've waited 4 months. You know, it's just terrible what they're doing.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, because, so basically when all this went down, people were supposed to be able to apply for unemployment. They had said, they had made an announcement, you know, from Washington even, that we were going to, you know, be able to, our gig workers, which, thank God, finally, you know, that's what I thought months ago, that, you know, finally people were going to understand that gig workers, you know, needed some sort of protection during an economic time. But it's very interesting. This is the first time I heard that still gig workers couldn't, you know, be able to tap in on assistance.
Well, they're able to file, and once they file, their payments are stuck in progress for weeks at a time, and they don't receive any money. Some people receive partial payments. Myself, they owed me 15 weeks because they got the system up and running, and we were only able to start filing on May 23rd. So I got paid for week 15. I got paid for week 16, 17, and 18.
But they still owe you.
15, 17, and 18. Excuse me?
But they still owe you for the first few, right?
Yes, they owed for my claim weeks 1 through 15.
Right.
Now other people's, their claims go back to 10 weeks, 12 weeks. Mine went back 15 weeks. So my first payment was week 16, second payment week 17, third payment week 18, but no back payments. So when I finally got through, actually literally calling 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, I finally got through to an agent, and she said she sent an email to inquire about the back payments, and she said some other confusing things. And she said, don't worry, everything's taken care of. And I felt a little uneasy, hung up the phone. And sure enough, when I went to file on Sunday, I wasn't able to file for week 19.
Oh, no.
Now there are 16. Yeah, so now there's 16 weeks behind. And what it says is that I'm not able to file my weekly claim while they're considering the back dates. Well, everything was set. Everything, no issues whatsoever. My claim summary says no issues, no issues, no issues, no outstanding issues. They were paying me. And so why can't they look into that and keep the weekly going? I don't know.
Because it's government. That's how government does things. You would think that simple logic would, I don't understand. This is kind of heartbreaking because for us, we had a little bit of savings, not much because the recession really, you know, emptied out our bank account badly. But, you know, we luckily were able to tap in on a little bit of savings. The economy was only good for a couple years, but it wasn't enough for people to kind of, you know, build up any savings or coffers that they needed. And so when stupid stuff like this happens, what would you have done if you weren't even able to get the original? What would you have had to end up doing?
Well, luckily, you know, after the last recession, I clawed my way back. The last 2 years, I've worked my blood, sweat, and tears. I've been working 60 hours a week, and I've been saving and saving and saving because I'm getting older. I'm into my retirement now, $5,000-$10,000 the last few months because of this. And it took years to save that amount of money. That's not chump change. Luckily, I have more. But the thing is, they took our businesses away. They destroyed our lives, you know, when we were just getting back on track, you know, with the COVID and, you know, with the fake numbers that they had on that, you know. When they started opening phase one, you know, how do they double the COVID deaths overnight? You know, they're just something that's a whole other story, but it affected us. And so the federal government allocated money for us that the pandemic, the assistance, that's a federal ruling law, the statute, I don't know what you call it, but it was for us to have now for relief. And on top of everything, you know, skipping over the murder hornets and this crazy rioting and everything is so much. Give us our money. We need our money to survive, to pay our rent. What I would have done if I didn't really save hard and work hard, I'd probably be in the streets.
I know.
And many people are facing because of this.
I know.
You know?
I know. I know.
I'm fortunate. I thank God I have my health and a roof over my head.
God.
But they are really driving us to the point with all the other pressures in life and all the issues that are going on in the world and in our county and in our city and, you know, in our neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing this to us. And there's only mm-hmm. so much we could take. And there's no help. I sent certified letters to Carson City. I sent certified letters to Las Vegas. I wrote the Department of Labor in Washington, D.C. There's supposedly an attorney north of Las Vegas that's getting together a class action lawsuit. That all takes time. We need our money now.
Exactly, exactly. I want to, and the interesting thing is that, you know, sporadically I've been hearing that people are saying, look, I still haven't gotten my unemployment. I still haven't gotten my gig. I'm just wondering if maybe we just need to kind of coalesce everybody on social media and find, you know, have a place where everyone can sign so that we kind of can, I could then even help present, look, guys, these are the numbers. This is what we're looking at. You know, maybe let the media know. And I understand that the unemployment office is overwhelmed. I get that. But there has to be a number you could call. There has to be somebody you could go to, and then you're trapped. This is kind of one of the reasons why a lot of doctors don't take Medicare. Doctors weren't getting paid by Medicare, there was nobody to call. All you could do is just take it. And people said, well, then forget about it. I'm tired of calling. I'm tired of it. Unfortunately, you can't do that when it comes to unemployment. So, you know, message me. You know, maybe we just need to, you know, we just need to kind of get a hold of everybody out there. My guess is it's not even Nevada. My guess is it's in, you know, multiple states.
Well, untrue. Nevada is the worst, and we were the last to be taken care of. I will send you the links to the two groups that we already have, and we've had, you know, the peaceful protests down at the government building. I think we should do it
yes.
in front of Fox News or something, or block the streets of Las Vegas Boulevard, you know, but they need to help us now.
I know.
I'll send you the link to the two groups.
Thank you.
I forgot what else I was just going to say, besides giving you the links to the two groups.
Yeah, No, but honestly, Richard, you know, you and the gig were, I mean, people don't understand with Vegas, it's not just about the unions, it's not just about the salaried employees, you know, it's about those people that are, you know, that are and so vital to our economy. And one question before we go on break, do you feel like you'll be able to work at least half capacity as Vegas reopens, or are you noticing that because entertainment is still being put off to later phases, you aren't going to be able to get to work sooner than later?
It's not going to get back to normal for a long time. And then everything, I wish I had a crystal ball. Every time they give us a date that we could go perform, like the other night, nope, now we can't. And we have no clue of what's going on. As far as my other business, I take care, I board and I train dogs. So when people go on a cruise, which they're not going to do these days, so they're going to be afraid of being quarantined on there for 30 days. You know, it's a little bit of a living. I get about $1,000 per dog per month. You know, I take care of three dogs a month. That's $3,000 a month. That is gone. I was turning away clients before this, and I was looking for a bigger place so I could take in more dogs and expand also my automotive business. Both businesses were shot down to the ground, killed after 2 years of working my tail off. After I got laid off of corporate, I was working in the solar division for Tesla. That was corporate. Wow. They had many, many, many layoffs and stuff like that. But I decided to, you know, do my own thing. And I created two businesses working my tail off in it. And
man.
Well,
Richard, man, well, keep us posted. Message me later today or tomorrow, because today's obviously crazy. And God bless. And hopefully we can get you some help, okay? All right.
Thanks.
You take care. All right. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDAL. I don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street stocks have been climbing this morning after a report from the government showed a surge in retail sales in May. Shoppers celebrating the reopening of economies getting out and buying, causing a 17.7% gain from the previous month in retail sales, the highest month-to-month increase on record. Still, the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell warns significant uncertainty about the economy continues.
Until the public is confident that this disease is contained, a full recovery is unlikely.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has kept her chamber on, in his words, the longest-running spring break in history. He said this morning on the Senate floor that the Democratic-led House should be back in session as the country faces a once-in-a-century pandemic. This is USA Radio News. Federal investigators will look into the hanging deaths of two black men in the high desert north of L.A. recently. A 24-year-old man was found hanging from a tree in Palmdale last week, just days after a 38-year-old black man was found hanging from a tree in Victorville. The deaths were ruled suicides, but the men's families say they suspect foul play. After the shooting death of a black suspect in Atlanta last Friday, the Atlanta mayor Keisha Lance Bonhams has made some changes to police policy in that city. Several new orders, including:
if a police officer sees another officer using force, which is beyond reasonable under the circumstances, that they are duty-bound to intercede.
President Trump plans to be surrounded by law enforcement officials today at the White House when he signs an executive order concerning police reforms for new training on techniques that would be used in tense situations. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I really like all the little birthday decor. I think I'm going to like keep it because my studio needs really definitely some more decor. Okay, so a lot to talk about here. Want to give you guys some updates on coronavirus and a few, but one headline that I think we all knew was coming, and it's a very little headline. If you look at everything going on in the news, you know, it's just a little bitty headline, but this is some serious stuff. All right. I watch Walmart. If I want to take the temperature of the country, if I want to take the temperature of the economy, if I want to take the temperature of the consumer, I'm going to go to Walmart, literally, because people are half naked and you can easily take the temperature, I guess. And we're hearing that Walmart This is coming out of New York, even though it's only going to start in Arkansas. We are hearing the Walmart is looking to remove all cashiers, right, from their stores. And just have you do the self-kiosks. Now, how many of you guys have ever been in the line of Walmart? And the self-serve kiosks, there's about maybe four of them. Some of the Walmarts have like eight. And you're standing in line, and you're thinking it's just somebody with a small little bag. They're going to just go up to the bag. They're going to quickly, you know, scan some things, and they don't. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, man, you know, I could have at least talked to a person. I could have at least, you know, tried to find a coupon. I could have, you know, you're like, you know what, take with that. I want a person. Well, when I saw these kiosks start to come up, I'm like, oh, man. You know, they're going to be able to save so much money. Remember, doesn't Amazon, I forget, isn't it called like Amazon Go? Where with Amazon, you could just, all you have to do is just flash your phone or something, and you could take the goods, you could take the groceries and leave. These stores need to save money. Okay, I mean, we've been talking about the COVID crisis. We were just talking to Richard and what's been going on with unemployment and people not being able, especially their gig workers, still not being able to get unemployment money. And when you look at the way things are turning, you know, COVID, we want COVID to be over. We want life to go back to normal. We want the economy to go back. And when you hear people say life will never be the same again, you hear the naysayers go, come on, you're just being dramatic. You know, life goes on. We're going to be able to go back to our own way of life. I'm kind of with the first group. I really think that whatever changes were going to happen, COVID is now the excuse to make that happen. So if a company was looking to fire somebody and to downsize and to maybe have people work from home and to save money, this is the way to do it. If parents were tired of school shootings, they were tired of kids getting bullied into suicidal thoughts, getting tired of, you know, being given, you know, political agendas in college, you know, where, you know, you think your child's going to just kind of learn something, you know, objective, and there's always politics put in. Now COVID is an excuse to, you want to know what, you'll just do online school. So if Walmart does get rid of their cashiers, and from what I understand, they're already going to try it in Fayetteville, Arkansas, that is the start of a tsunami of unemployment and of, you want to know what? We don't need people. Now, it's under the guise, in Walmart's defense, all right, this is under the guise of, well, that will help protect people. If we don't have people next to people, then we will protect people. So you'll just go to a kiosk that needs to get cleaned. Which, by the way, mine always messes up. You know, I'll put something in the bag, and then it'll beep, and then I'll be like, oh, and then I'll take it out of the bag after I scanned it, put it in my cart, and then it beeps like I stole something, and then I'm like, I need help, and I'm always kind of sitting there going, I need help. So for me, I don't really like the kiosk because I kind of feel like I'm, you know, like not very, I feel like I'm going to end up in jail because the kiosk is going to accuse me of something. You know, so I'm like, will you please videotape? By the way, I do think there's a camera there, so that's not the place to straighten the bra. That's definitely not the place because I'm like digging in. I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to think I'm going to put something in there. But when you see that, you know, I guess they tried the robot thing. They tried the kiosk thing is probably one of the cheapest way to do things. I don't know if you guys have been to my airport. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have McCarran. And McCarran Airport used to have people, kind of like toll booth operator type things, when you got out of parking. And there would be somebody, and they'd be like, you know, how's your trip? I'm like, oh, the trip was good, you know. And then you'd pay for the parking, and you'd be like, oh, my God, really? $60 for parking? They're like, I know. And, you know, you'd complain about it, and then you kind of wave and go. I think most of them are all now replaced by just self-serve. Everything is now self-serve. But we have a problem here. Okay, self-serve isn't always COVID-friendly. So, you know how these buffets, apparently we are going to reopen buffets. The buffets will be back, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But they're going to be not the type of buffet where you get to kind of dig in and get your seconds and thirds. Somebody's going to, like, serve you and things like that. So we will have buffets, but the problem is these self-serve drinks, like, you know how you would go to, like, a 7-Eleven, and so you'd fill up your drink, your Slurpee, and then you'd be like, well, let me drink half of it now, and then fill it back up, and I just got half a drink, right? And then you covered up, and you're like, oh, I hope nobody looked. Okay, we aren't going to be able to do that anymore. You know, if self-service is gone, you're going to have somebody do it for you. So that might be an opportunity to have more staff, but it sounds to me like I think a lot of companies are already seeing the heat. You know, I had Walmart stock. I sold it because I didn't have a lot of it and we needed the money. And I just thought that Walmart was going to start having issues. And I don't know where these, you know, big stores are going to go, where these big, too big to fail sort of conglomerates out there that, you know, we think we're able to be COVID proof and we're able to be, you know, economy proof. I think they're in trouble. And one way to save themselves is having less people involved, having less employees. And again, I'm not accusing Walmart of doing this, but this is just the start. Schools, school budgets, we've been talking about school budgets for a while. School budgets are getting cut. And from what I understand and what I'm hearing from teachers, they still don't know what the next school year is going to be like. Nobody does. With coronavirus, every 2 days we hear new news. We hear new phases, or we hear, well, we're not ready to open up with the phase, or and nobody knows what the heck is going on. And we're supposed to have a school year ready to go. I mean, you know, we're supposed to have thousands upon thousands of kids in everybody's district get ready to come back to school. Just be prepared. It's going to be online. Now, I'm having parents contact me going, well, what do I do about daycare? You know, where are daycares in terms of COVID? And you know, how do I go back to work if my kid doesn't go back to school? This is just, it's got to be one of the most stressful times. And unfortunately, I don't have the answers. It would be ideal if kids go back to school, parents go back to work, and everything goes back to the way it was. I mean, weren't things just simpler in 2019? 2019 wasn't that bad a year. You know, 19 is, that number's a prime number, so I don't do well with it. Just like 49, not doing well with that number either. You know, so those prime numbers, can't do much with it. But when you kind of look at where they're going to go, it's all going to be different. I mean, if a school district has to save money, teachers are getting fired. Teachers are getting cut. Classes are going to be changed. You would think that it would cost them more. Well, they'll have to stratify. They'll have to whatever. They're going to incorporate online. They have to. They have to save money. We're going to see this with medical schools, dental schools, and all that. You know, if you don't have people wanting to spend the $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, and you don't want them, you know, they're fearful of, you know, the changes and then having to fly back home and things like that, there's going to have to be hybrids. Everybody's going to have to come up with a hybrid. Walmart's doing that. They're going to have people. They're going to have self-serve. They, you know, same thing with shops. You're going to have internet, you're going to have self-serve, or you're going to have a brick and mortar. But the hybrid, if we had a glass ball, we had to kind of predict what we need to do in the future in the post-COVID economy, it'll all be about hybrid. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the new vaccine. We're being told that we might have a new vaccine by the end of 2020. However, it might not reduce infection. It might reduce disease, but it might not reduce infection. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some other advances in coronavirus. Some were pretty easy and right under our nose. And then we got ADHD kids and what we could do to help them. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have an attention deficit. People always kind of seem to make jokes, go, oh, you need to repeat it to me because I have ADHD or whatever. And it really is no joke. Those who suffer from attention deficit or hyperactivity, it does wear on you. It you know, I'm hyper. I've never been diagnosed with ADHD because, you know, I'm just hyper, and maybe I should be diagnosed with hyperactivity, but, you know, it works for me, and it doesn't seem to interfere with my social life, and it seems to get the job done. That, you know, I don't think anybody seems to have an issue with it. But for those people where it does, where they can't sleep, they can't get through a family meal, they can't get through a classroom, a class, you know, they can't get through work. They start a project and then they start another project, and they, you know, it unfortunately can be very debilitating. Well, many times we pick this up with kids, and we, as parents, we don't want to always medicate a child that has that, and as physicians as well, because, you know, for every deficit or challenge you might have, you have a gift. You know, and now somebody could say, well, somebody with ADHD, you know, multitasks. Maybe they do multitask, but most of the time somebody with severe attention deficit doesn't technically multitask because they don't finish the task. So like I said, it can be debilitating. However, many of the, let's say if we had to look at the evolutionary reasons for somebody being attention deficit, is because they're smart. They're very, very bright. And these kids are some of the brightest kids out there. In fact, a lot of children with autism or Asperger's, or depending on you know, where in the spectrum, they also have attention deficit. And, you know, people say, well, you know, maybe give them medication for their attention deficit and their autism will improve. You don't understand. Their attention deficit might be a sign of their gift. You know, I mean, you know, somebody with severe autism, it would be very, very fascinating to see what is distracting them. Are they seeing things that we don't see? Are they aware of things that we aren't aware of? And that's what they notice. You know, parents get very frustrated that their, you know, autistic child or their ADHD kid doesn't want to sit and watch Barney or Sesame Street or something. And I go, I don't know if that's a bad thing. You know, your kid might just be too smart for it. See, for me, I loved Sesame Street. I could watch Grover and Cookie Monster all day long. I just loved it. I love fun. Still, even to this day, if you told me that I had a choice of seeing, well, I do like history, and I do like, you know, movies that make you think, but I will always pick the dumb comedy. I just, because maybe it's because I'm always in the books, I'm always reading, I'm always, you know, so I really love, you know, that kind of thing. But when you have a child, it's like, I really don't want to watch Barney or Big Bird or, you know, and they don't stay focused. That might not mean, you know, all negative. So we hesitate when we're parents or when we're physicians to go, all right, you know what, let's medicate. We're told and many times encouraged to medicate because the child's failing in school, and, you know, sometimes it's just beyond, you know, if you don't have the, you know, if you don't have the infrastructure within school for those with ADD and you know, you don't have enough resources and you don't have enough teachers. Many times school districts are like, you know, look, we know these work. Your child will learn. That's the best we have. But I've never thought that was the best we've had. I've never thought that. I think there's better. So one thing that they've come out with is this video game. And it doesn't look like much of one, but it is. It's Achilles Interactive Endeavor RX, formerly called Project EVO. And it's the first video game that could legally be marketed to be prescribed as medicine. So the FDA is authorizing doctors to prescribe the iPhone iPad game, for children between the ages of 8 and 12 with attention deficit. Apparently, it went through 7 years of clinical trials that studied over 600 children to figure out whether a game could actually make a difference. According to the company's favorite of the five studies, the answer is one-third of kids treated no longer had a measurable attention deficit on at least one measure of objective attention. So they played the obstacle dodging target collecting game for 25 minutes a day, 5 days a week for 4 weeks. And they found improvements in impairments following a month of treatment. The most common side effects being frustration and headache, but that was mild compared to many of the other medications. So they call this a virtual medication. So one concern is, do they fatigue? I mean, if you're trying to get your kids to do their homework And then you have them play a 20-minute game, and they lose, they get frustrated. Will they be fatigued? Will they not want to go and do their homework? But they do think that this might be an adjunct. Right now, they don't feel it's sufficient to substitute a medication with this. But they do think that this might have some merit. So, this video game, I can't really see what it is. It looks like, it doesn't look like Pac-Man. See, my type of video game is kind of Pac-Man. But apparently, a Kelly rep tells The Verge that they're going to do more trials, but it looks like a, hold on a second, let me put on, I don't want the volume going on just because I don't know what it's going to say. Okay. There it is. Oh. All right. So there looks like there's fishies, and then it looks like there's people, it actually looks like a cartoon. You want to know, I think it's almost too distracting. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it just to see if I feel like I could focus more. I don't do well with video games. I feel bad about myself after a video game because I keep losing. That's the problem with video games. With video games, the way they were built in the 80s was they wanted you to put in more quarters. So you would get eaten in Pac-Man or Ms. Pac-Man by the monsters. Although, you know what? Somebody said that Pac-Man is like coronavirus. You go into the store where basically you go as fast as you can to try to get the fruit and then get out, you know, before these, you know, pathogens get you. So actually, Pac-Man is kind of like COVID. I guess the 80s predicted it 30, 40 years, you know, in advance. But neither here nor there. So with video games, it was designed where you would lose and be so tempted that you put more money in there. I don't know if you guys have ever played Candy Crush. Candy Crush does that. Candy Crush, you lose by just one box. And it always happens when you're on your last man or last life. So it makes you want to spend. I don't buy lives on Candy Crush. I'm like, well, heck with that. And I just feel crappy. But it's these games are designed to make you spend money. So, why are we surprised that attention deficit, you know, children, you know, and video games seem to kind of fall into that same vicious thing? So my suggestion would be if they do a video game, and I haven't seen how this is played, is make sure that somebody feels like they accomplished a task. Make sure that, you know, when they come, they feel like they got that part of the job done. You know, people ask them, what should they do with their children that have attention deficit and how should they, you know, approach them if they don't want to do medication? And I go, well, you know, you want to, you know, for some kids, goal-oriented works. Some, it doesn't. Because if they don't make the goal, they're like, well, to heck with it. But then you make bite-sized goals. They say, look, your goal today with this, you know, 25... Or your goal, let's say in this hour, with this 25 problem worksheet with math, is we're going to get through 5 of them. Make them feel accomplished with 5. Then you're going to take a break, and then with the next, we'll do another 5. Do you want to go for 10? You could do it. I know you could do it. Then have them do 10. And, you try to, you know, train them out of that brain fatigue. Basically, with the mind with the child with attention deficit is they just get tired of what they're working on. And like I said, is that really a bad thing? Math problems, for me, I love, but for other people, math problems are boring. If a child is getting bored after doing 10 math problems, does that mean there's something really wrong with them? That could mean that child is probably the smartest child on the planet. Math problems for some people are boring. So I think we need to kind of approach and realize that kids have different, you know, strengths. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers
packing plants are closing, mile long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.